He's been locked in. You know, I could tell he's been excited with this opportunity. You know, you could tell right away just him coming in on Monday and Tuesday working and having that sense of urgency, knowing he's going, and I think he's improved throughout the week. You know, the way our offense is built, it's not as hard as it would seem. You know, we no matter who the quarterback is, you know, we use their mobility. I mean, whether they have it or not, you know, I mean, I've had a lot of slow quarterbacks and a lot slower than Brian, and usually we've moved those guys a lot. Sometimes it's easier when you have slower guys because nobody's worried about it, so they let you run the keepers and stuff. Sometimes when you have fast guys, it's a little bit harder because they're worried about it, so they're playing it. So we have that stuff built in our offense, and you try to give guys what they're good at and give them some confidence going into a game, and I know it's something that Johnny can do, so we'll see how much we're able to do it. Oh, that's something I did a lot in the off season. That's something that's been a part of it, you know, trying to use that exact playbook this week, so I'm getting used to it, so we'll see how it goes. Yeah, I look at it here and there, you know, try to revisit some plays and stuff. I think the same thing that everybody sees. I mean, he's one of the more exciting football players in college football history. You know, that's why he got a Heisman. It was close to getting two. Some of the plays he makes, you don't see many people do. And that's why they're able to win a lot of games there, and that's why everybody knows who he is. So when you got that ability to make plays, every coach is excited about guys who can make plays. And then when you have a skill set like he does, you feel he's got a chance to continue to get better in all other facets. And just working with the guy as a person, you can tell that he wants to. So when you have that natural playmaking ability and the drive and the talent to do some other stuff, you feel a guy like that's got a pretty big upside. There's a very fine line. You know, you only get three practices, and with the amount of players and stuff, it's not like you get a ton of reps. So, you know, the NFL is about executing, and, you know, there's really not any secret play. I mean, sometimes there can be a good play where, you know, you get somebody really open, but it doesn't happen much. The league's about executing and detail and stuff, and all 11 guys being on the same page. So you want to put stuff in that gives a guy like Johnny a chance to be comfortable, a guy like Johnny a chance to make plays. But you got to be real careful with it too, because the play only works if the other 10 guys do their job also. And the way guys do their job is by practicing it over and over again. And when it is your first week, you don't get to practice it as much. But I try to be smart with that, and the more reps you get, the more time that goes, the more you're able to do. I got an idea, but, you know, you never know. I mean, you never know until you get in the game. You know, everything out here is pretty much scripted and stuff, and I'm waiting. I'm sure it's going to happen pretty fast. We call a pass play, and he's going to do six spins, reversing back and forth outside the pocket, and I'm going to hold my breath and be yelling half the time and then probably be running and jumping on top of him excited at the end of it. So who knows what will happen, and I think that's why everyone enjoys watching him, and that's why I'm excited to see what he does. It'll be fun. That's what you practice for. You know, we work on that stuff all the time. All I know how to do is to coach a guy how to be a good quarterback, and so I do that over and over again, but the last thing I want to do is take away from who he is. I mean, once that game starts and that ball snaps, I mean, we've coached him since we've got him, and he's worked at it since he's been here, and he's tried to develop in every facet. But when that ball snaps, I don't want him thinking about coaching points. I don't want him thinking about how the play's supposed to be. I want him reacting. And hopefully when someone's open, he reacts and lets it rip. And hopefully when someone's not, he reacts and does his deal. And you just don't want to take that away from him. I think for anybody, I mean, it's – every single day you're a little bit more ready. I mean, as long as you're working to get better, whether it's by yourself just looking at tape or studying over the game plan or reps, whether it's on scout team or the few reps that he did get with the ones before he got this week, just the more time on any job, you get better and more confidence. And so I think he's better today than he was yesterday, and I think he'll be better at the end of the year than he is right now. I think Josh has been working. He's still trying to get back, and, you know, I think it's real tough with how long he was away from us that – you know, you throw a lot at him in a whole offense, and it's tough to be out there and be detailed in the whole offense. I know Josh knows the stuff as far as on the board and just understand what he's supposed to do, but in the heat of battle and the detail of routes and the detail of coverages, it takes a lot of work and a lot of reps. And in fairness to Josh, he hasn't had those. And I think he's working at it. There's not a day that he takes off. And I expect him, just like I said with Johnny, I think he'll be better this week, and I expect him to be better in week 16 than he will be Sunday. So. I mean, he naturally gets pretty amped up. You know, you try to calm him down. You know, you want him to relax, but, I mean, he's going to be who he is. I'm not going to sit there and tell him how to be. I want him to be himself, and it's got him a lot of success in the past, and I definitely don't want to be the one to try to take that away from him. You don't always have a ton of options at center. He hadn't done it much in his career, at least in games, but he had practiced it before. So as soon as Mac went down, you know, we started working a lot of guys at it, and he showed some potential. We know physically he's capable of being pretty good with the blocks and everything, and it's taken him some time to get used to making the calls and everything, because we put a lot of pressure on our center as far as directing everybody, and he's really worked at it and got better at it each week, and I think he's got a big upside for us. He's good. You know, all that's you find out in the game, but I mean, it's everyone's capable of doing it. I mean, it's not in practice, it's a little bit easier because you're trying to execute stuff. You're not as amped up. You know, guys aren't coming to hit you and stuff. So Johnny's very capable of going through the progressions and everything. But you don't want him to just sit there and try to be a robot. You want him to do what's made him successful, and that's make plays also. So, I mean, I keep saying it, but there's a fine line between both, and that's something he's got to figure out, and I got to help him work on, and I hope he can be able to use both types of his game. You know, I think any experience you get, you feel more confident going into something. And, you know, I had to do this with Kirk our first year, Robert playing that whole year, and then Kirk coming in, and I forget what week it was. It was like week 13 or something, and he came in and did good. And I feel like the main thing you want to do is make him feel confident, try to give him some stuff that he knows, stuff that he feels he can execute, and allow the guy to just play. And you still want to make sure that you're trying to attack the defense and call plays that work and call plays because everything's easier if you can help get people more open. But it's only going to be easy if they're comfortable with it. So you try to really work with the player and make sure that anything you're asking them to do, they believe they can do it. I mean, I think not just Johnny. I think every quarterback has a target on them. I mean, people want to hit quarterbacks when they get the opportunity to. And when a guy like Johnny, who's very mobile and stuff, you know, he gives them a little bit more opportunities than other quarterbacks do. But I think one thing that I've enjoyed about Johnny, you know, throughout the preseason and stuff, is Johnny does a pretty good job of protecting himself. You know, he's got a pretty good knack for when to slide. He can run full speed, get down at the last second. So he's very capable of doing it, and just got to constantly remind him to don't get too competitive and decide that you don't have to do it. Don't take those hits. Get down, protect yourself, because we need you for the whole game. I expect them. I expect it. First of all, any player, you expect some mistakes, and I definitely have my fair share of mistakes in a game. And you know you're going to get it with a rookie. And when you expect it, and you know the main thing with him is when you don't want him to freak out too much. Don't be scared to make a mistake. If you make a mistake, come back and make the next play. If you make a few mistakes in the game that hurt us, hopefully you come back and make a play that helps us. So there's definitely a fine line, but you don't want to scare a guy to playing like a robot. He is a talented guy, and you want him to make sure that he can go out there and just let it go and play freely, and we'll work on that each play throughout the game. And I think I'll get better at working with him as my experience working with him in games goes, and I think he'll do the same.